We've been speaking with Jim Jensen. He's the author of the book, Seven Keys to Unlock Your Full Potential. And today we continue our conversation. Jim, how easy is it to achieve happiness? Can we all do this?
We all have the capacity to do it when we learn how to do it. And there's a specific methodology in which we can bring about change in any areas of our life. In fact, if your audience wanted to see more, they could go to my website, which is 7keystounlock.com. But we were talking earlier about how the subconscious is like the hardware on a computer. It's where we store data. That's one of the primary functions of the subconscious. And if we don't know how to change that data, which we can deliberately do by input through the conscious mind, but if we don't know how to do that or we don't learn how to do that, then we really kind of become, you know, prisoners of our own data. And a lot of people just go through life saying, well, I'm good at this. I've never been good at this. You know, I'm just lousy. I just got a short draw there, but I am good at this over here. And then the behavior follows how they describe themselves.
You know, Jim, this sounds like information that parents could use to help make their children grow up to be happy adults.
You know, what we talk about, we tell people that we really are talking about the qualities and characteristics of high-performance people, and not just how we might be more productive of our work, the ability to make more money, but in relationships, in parenting, teaching, coaching, in personal health. We can control and change any of these things that we want. You know, it's interesting, Susan, 50 years ago, although these techniques have always been applicable, and they were taught 50 years ago, but you had to kind of take a leap of faith to either believe or disbelieve. But today, through quantum physics, this is all scientifically proven. In fact, Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief and Spontaneous Evolution, says, our minds actively co-create the world we experience. Consequently, by changing our beliefs, we have an opportunity to affect world change. The fact that the mind is the observer influences the outcome of experiments is one of the most profound insights introduced by quantum mechanics. This new physics acknowledges that we are not merely passive observers of our world, but rather we are active participants in its unfolding. Quantum physics has absolutely verified that information processed by our minds influences the shape of the world in which we live. Isn't that powerful?
It's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jim, for speaking with us.
Oh, it is my pleasure, Susan, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you.